Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Austria. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, took part in the Tag Day sports event held in Graz, the capital of Steiermark, on September 10th. This annual sports festival is a major event in the area and includes 80 participating groups and about 40,000 spectators. The city center and parks were filled with local residents and visitors. Practitioners set up a booth in Stadt Park, where they demonstrated the exercises, told people about the benefits of the practice, and how the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has persecuted Falun Dafa for more than two decades. Many people showed an interest in Falun Dafa. One woman visited the booth and learned the first set of exercises. Shortly before the event ended, she returned to the booth and asked to learn the other exercises. She said, "I came back because your booth is my favorite." A media team from Austrian Broadcasting Group, ORF, was on the scene and took footage of the event, which included practitioners demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises. The report was aired on the evening news.
Japan. Practitioners in Aichi Prefecture gathered at its capital city, Nagoya, on September 17th for group exercise at Sake Park. A march in the Sake District followed. The temperature of 91 degrees Fahrenheit, a 60-year record, did not stop the practitioners. People were drawn to the peaceful exercises and learned about the ongoing suppression by the Chinese Communist Party. Some signed a petition to support practitioners. Vietnamese practitioner Nguyen Thi Tha Ro said that 5 years ago she was diagnosed with kidney disease and had to go to the hospital every month. Doctors said that the illness was incurable. A practitioner told her about Falun Dafa 2.5 years ago, and she began to practice. She reported, "My kidney disease and other illnesses were resolved within 6 weeks after I began practicing. I no longer need to go to hospitals. Falun Dafa gave me a new life."
Missouri, U.S. The 62nd Green Tree Festival was held in Kirkwood Park in St. Louis, Missouri, on September 16th and 17th. The festivities included a parade, a stage for dance and musical performances, pet displays, a children's playground, and booths selling paintings, handicrafts, and clothing. Beer and food were also on offer. Many tourists enjoyed the festivities. Falun Gong practitioners set up a booth at the event to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the ongoing Chinese Communist Party's persecution. A booth visitor named John Daniel reported that he taught himself Falun Gong more than 20 years ago to address his health issues. He found Falun Gong online and learned the exercises by himself through following along with the video of Master Li teaching them. After taking up the practice, he said his stooped back slowly straightened. He looks younger than his age. Every weekend, practitioners do the Falun Gong exercises and offer free instruction in several major parks. When informed of this, some booth visitors said that they intended to go to the practice sites to learn.
Canada, North America's largest Ukrainian festival, was held at the Bloor West Village in Toronto from September 15th to the 17th. At this year's annual event, people got a snapshot of Ukraine's ethnic customs through folk dance and music, handicrafts, unique food, and a cultural exhibition. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festival dressed in traditional Ukrainian embroidered costumes. They told people about the mind and body practice and taught them the exercises. Many Falun Dafa booth visitors commented, "It feels really peaceful here." A parade was held on the first day of the event. The Falun Dafa waist drum team took part, giving people a taste of traditional Chinese culture. Practitioners carried a bright yellow banner displaying the message, "Falun Dafa is wonderful." Many people visited the practitioner's booth. After learning the movements, a man named Alvaro said, "I will continue to practice this. I will go online to watch the video instructions, as well as purchase the books on the teachings." He added that he thought the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are each important.
Germany. Falun Dafa practitioners took part in an annual senior citizens fair in Bremen on September 6th and 7th. The event is called Shopping and Experience Trade Fair, the Hansa Life. A total of 80 vendors participated in the trade fair, and Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to introduce the cultivation practice. The theme, Experience Falun Dafa's Energy, Mind, Health, and Harmony, attracted the attention of many people who listened attentively as the presenter introduced Falun Dafa and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on stage. Elders and their families learned about a local group practice site in Bremen. Kirsten Heine is an organizer of the fair and said she is happy to see practitioners return each year. Hannah Gillen is a salesperson and the co-organizer of the fair. She said that Falun Dafa enriched the fair and that showcasing it on the stage was very valuable. She noted that many people followed along with the exercise movements.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners continued their weekly activities on the west bank of the River Seine in the center of Paris on September 10th. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, introduced the basics of Falun Dafa cultivation practice, told people about the persecution of the practice in China, and collected signatures on a petition to stop the CCP's brutality. The area was crowded and many people picked up an informative flyer as they walked by. Some passers-by stopped to watch practitioners demonstrate the exercises and asked for more information about Falun Dafa. One woman said that the CCP is no different from the Nazis and is evil. She added, "I think it failed because the light came to humanity and to people's hearts. I think on a human level, you've already won."
New York, U.S. The annual New York State Fair was held in Syracuse from August 23rd to September 4th. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth where they introduced the practice and exposed the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The first New York State Fair was held in 1841. The event is the oldest and largest state fair in the United States. This year, it attracted hundreds of thousands of people to enjoy a wide range of food offerings, music, dancing, horse races, and other entertainments. The melodious exercise music coming from the practitioner's booth caused many fairgoers to pause, chat with practitioners, and sign their petition against the persecution. Some booth visitors took advantage of the free exercise instruction. A neighboring booth was holding a contest that offered prizes. That vendor was heard saying into his microphone, "You will need to have extraordinary endurance, like that of the Falun Dafa practitioners next to me, to win a prize." The owner of the booth signed the petition and spoke with practitioners about Falun Dafa. He said he intended to start doing the exercises at home.
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Mr. Fan Yanchou, a 66-year-old veteran from Shandong Province, was arrested on his way to work in August 2023. Mr. Fan's most recent arrest came 1 year after he was forced to live away from home to avoid frequent police harassment for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Fan served in the military for 17 years. After he retired, he became a director of a district land bureau in Qingdao City. Since the Chinese Communist Party ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, Mr. Fan has been repeatedly arrested for upholding his faith. He was given 2 labor camp terms and was sentenced to 10 years. He was relentlessly tortured and administered unknown drugs in prison. At one point, his heart stopped beating as a result of the abuse. While he survived the torture, he almost became blind in one eye.
Ms. Song Li Cha from Yunnan Province refused to renounce the practice amid the ongoing persecution. As a result, the authorities put her in a forced labor camp for 2 years and sentenced her to prison 3 times for a total of 15 years. Altogether, she spent 17 years behind bars for upholding her faith. While in prison, Ms. Song was fired by her employer and lost her qualification to receive a pension. Her husband divorced her because he could not bear the pressure of the persecution. After she was released from her last imprisonment in December 2022, the local police and judicial bureau personnel continued to harass her. Ms. Song, now 61 years old, lives in destitution.
2 men from Hebei province were convicted on September 5th for their faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Wang Zhishan, a 52-year-old physician, was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Mr. Zhang Shen, a 50-year-old former police officer, was sentenced to 1.5 years. Both men have been repeatedly persecuted for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang took up Falun Gong in the summer of 1995, right after he graduated from Hebei Province Police Academy. For simply holding firm to his faith after the persecution started in 1999, he was detained in brainwashing centers 4 times, given 3 forced labor terms, forced to pay 2 huge fines, and subjected to frequent vilification by the authorities. Mr. Wang was also arrested, detained, and fined multiple times. While in detention, he was beaten and shocked with electric batons. In order to avoid further persecution, he had to close his clinic and live away from home for more than 10 years prior to his recent arrest.
Ms. Liu Guowa from Yunnan Province was arrested in May 2021 and later secretly sentenced to 4 years in prison. The authorities kept her family in the dark regarding her detention location, indictment, trial, and sentencing. They only notified them of her verdict around early March 2022, but refused to reveal where she was being held. Recently, her family was finally allowed to visit her in prison on September 9, 2023, for the first time in the more than 2 years since her arrest. Prior to that, the only communication she was allowed to have with her family was a brief virtual meeting. Ms. Liu previously served 3.5 years in the same prison. She was tortured and drugged. Her family worries that she will be subjected to similar abuse again, this time around.
Australia, presenting Falun Dafa to Queensland communities. Falun Dafa practitioners in the city of Toowoomba took part in a grand central floral parade on September 16th. This is the 24th year that the practitioners were invited to participate in this popular event. The parade, organized by the Towamba government, has a history of 74 years and is an iconic feature of the Towamba Carnival of Flowers. This year's parade theme was bees, chosen because the creature represents hard work and collaboration between communities. More than 80 groups participated this year, bringing floats, bands, and cultural performances to the parade. Over 100,000 people joined the celebration. Led by the Tianguo Marching Band, practitioners carried colorful banners emblazoned with the words Falun Dafa. Their dragon dance, lotus flower, and waist drum performances were warmly applauded by spectators along the parade route. Some people called out, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are awesome." ABC News personality Ginny Woodward commended Falun Dafa for its values and its 5 sets of exercises. She remarked that practitioners' costumes and colors in the parade were excellent, and the waist drum performance was energizing. Tropical North Queensland was the setting for the annual Cairns Festival, hosted by the Cairns Regional Council. The 10-day event offered an abundance of dance and musical performances. The festivities took place from August 25th to September 3rd and showcased the rich cultural diversity of Cairns. Included was the much-anticipated return of reef lights at the Esplanade Lagoon. Thousands of tourists are attracted to the festival each year. Later in the month, on August 25th and 26th, Falun Dafa practitioners from Melbourne, Brisbane, Mackay, and the Whitsunday Islands participated in activities at the scenic Cairns Esplanade. The public learned about Falun Dafa, the exercises, and the persecution of the practice in China. After one woman did the exercises, she commented, "I feel an inner peace and both my mind and body are one. I feel full of positive energy." Locals warmly applauded practitioners' energetic waist drum performances. Practitioners also set up a booth at the Port Douglas Market on August 27th and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises in the rural town of Kuranda on August 28th.
Sweden, introducing Falun Dafa during the King's 50th anniversary celebrations. Celebrations for King Carl XVI, Gustav's 50th anniversary, were held in the capital city of Stockholm on September 15th and 16th. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities at the Coin Square near the Royal Palace and in front of the Nobel Prize Museum during the 2-day event, which drew many passers-by. The grand events were attended by members of Sweden's royal family. Hundreds of thousands of people watched the parade as the king and queen passed through the streets of Stockholm in a horse-drawn carriage. The king's motorcade passed through many scenic spots, such as the bustling city center. Thousands of people lined the streets to congratulate him. People on hand for the royal celebratory parade were attracted to nearby Falun Dafa practitioners doing the exercises. Practitioners had set up display boards at Coin Square near the Royal Palace on September 15th. People talked to practitioners and learned about the CCP's persecution. When a Swedish man noticed the practitioner's activity, he walked directly to the Falun Dafa booth and signed the petition. He said, "I worked in the European Union, and I know about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, especially the CCP's organ harvesting from practitioners while they are alive. This must be stopped. Although today is a special day, I think the signature collection drive is the most important, so I must first get this done before I attend the activities over there." On the afternoon of Saturday, September 16th, practitioners set up a booth in front of the Nobel Prize Museum near the Royal Palace. Tourists from around the world talked with practitioners. Victor from Paris, France, was one of them. He told a practitioner in Chinese, I don't understand why things like organ harvesting happen. He signed the petition to help stop it. Victor said that he had always been interested in traditional Chinese culture and taught himself Chinese online. He said, "You have done a very good job, which is to expose the evil deeds of the Chinese Communist Party so that more people will pay attention and stop it. I agree with truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. I am particularly interested in Falun Dafa." A practitioner told him about the Falun Dafa website and that there are many group practice sites in Paris where the exercises are taught for free. The practitioner also recommended that he see a Shenyun performance which showcases traditional Chinese culture. Victor said happily, "This is great. I didn't expect to get so much information. Thank you so much."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.